Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Rev Tony, it says, but Antonio T. Smith Jr. is what he's really, well, that's his real name.
Yeah, that is definitely,
I'm about to say what you're
known
definitely
as. My real name.
That's yes. Your real name.
Yes.
We're back in the studio after a quick break, and by quick, I mean quick.
That's break. Right. That's right. Breaks are not meant to be long. Break. That means quick.
Maybe I should ask for a vacation?
No.
Is that longer?
No. No vacation, no breaks. Let's go. What we got? We have people to help.
This
podcast
agree.
Helps people. Yeah, we've getting emails and stuff, right?
Yes. So speaking of which, so for the past, I want to say for the past 2 months, I've been asked the same question over and over again on this podcast.
Okay.
When did we start? And every time I said, I'll look it up. And I just never looked it up. So I finally looked it up. And we began Brick by Brick February 20th, 2014.
Okay.
So we've passed our 1 year mark upcoming on,
well, in not February, upcoming, yeah.
February coming up on 2 year mark. So coming soon, we'll be uploading all of our old episodes that have been taken down. So you guys can go back and listen and download all that good stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be awesome. So we'll definitely put that out there for you guys, and we won't take them down again, and you'll have them. So you'll see them uploaded all at once. So get ready for all sorts of juicy material. Right?
I don't know about
that,
juicy.
Well, I mean, we'll see. They'll be the judge. Please write, like us, rate us, share us. The more you do that, like you've been doing, the higher up we go on different sites that associate whatever site you're using, whether it be Podcast, Podomatic, or any other site. And yeah, we get to a larger audience and we help more people. Let's get into the show.
Okay, so today's topic is having faith in yourself and then in your team.
Outstanding. That is a good topic. That's a good topic. I know we were talking about this moments before, and I was telling you how you can't have faith in your team if you don't have faith in yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, guys, listen, this sounds cliche, but it is actually a fact, right? This is something I say a lot. And my organization, I'm like, it's a fact, it's science, right? Meaning that you can't, you know, I know you like relativity, you know, you're like, okay, what means this to you? No, listen, there's one truth. The truth is, all your insecurities, as long as you're insecure yourself, is going to show up in your leadership. So if you're angry all the time, you're going to be angry at work. If you don't have any control at home, like if you're someone that doesn't get to have a say at home, right, you're maybe your spouse is, you know, you just, however, I mean, in most respectable way, doesn't allow you to have opinion, right? Or I don't know, maybe you're grown, but you live with your mom, right? In the most respectable way, I'm not trying to say anything bad, right? But you don't have space, you don't have an opinion, you don't have all these things. When you get to work, if you're dealing with insecurities, when you get to work, that's going to show up in a way that you don't even realize it's showing up. For instance, if you don't have any say at home, you're going to get to work having say all over the place, right? You're going to be a micromanager. You're going to be extremely angry, extremely insensitive with people. You're going to want to run them, control them, micromanage them, all because you don't have a say at home. If you don't have any space at home, you're going to get to work and be like, oh, this is mine. I control all of this, and you can't, right? Well, you know, see, she knows someone like this, right? She knows someone like this, and you can't do that. And in order for you to effectively lead people, you have to first lead yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? It's no different than me saying, so why would you go to a marriage counselor that's single? Right? Why would you go to someone for counseling of your children and they have no kids? Right? Until you first do, you can't teach. Does that make sense? Right? So you can't get to the point where you're leading a team effectively if you are not going to lead yourself first. And then you can't just lead yourself. Here's the deal. Everyone is leading themselves somewhere. Now, that may be to greatness or to great failure. Right? So you must be able to lead yourself effectively, and then you'll be able to lead your team members. I'm sure you got some questions that'll open this up, so I'll give it back to you, and we may be able to break down exactly what that means. Go ahead, if you got it. I gave you a spontaneous question?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Come on.
So as a leader, you, mm-hmm. What does having faith in your team do for the company or for the department?
Department, company, mm-hmm. all that. So, guys, okay, so a couple of things. This is a great question you just asked. First off, it changes the organization. It changes the DNA of that organization, right? So let's give you some good example. Well, I don't want to give this. Remind me to come back to Starbucks, okay? Right. So when you have faith in the people beneath you, and what's going to happen is they're going to be happy, right? Go figure, right? That you're going to create happy employees. When you create happy employees and they're in some sort of customer service, whether it be direct customer service or indirect customer service, right? Then they're going to make for happy customers. Go figure that the way you treat people is the way they're going to treat the people who walk in your doors. Mm-hmm. So if you treat people very nicely and then you walk into your building, especially if you're in a food restaurant, I mean, if you're in the food industry, right? The number one thing you want people to do is walk into a clean building. But guess what? If you keep berating your people and belittling your people, then that is going to manifest itself into your lobby. Yes. And what you, yeah, see, yeah, you know, right? So what's going to wind up happening is these people are going to feel bad and they're going to walk into your lobby. Stop. Light bulb won't be changed. Toilet won't be fixed. Dirt everywhere. Boxes all over the place. Right. So,
oh my God, that's so true.
Oh yeah, definitely. Everything comes back to science, right? Whatever you're doing is going to become a physical manifestation mm-hmm. at some point, right? It's going to manifest itself. Mm-hmm. So if you're making people feel like trash, mm-hmm. don't be upset when there's trash mm-hmm. in your lobby. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
And maybe it's not the lobby, but don't be upset when it's trash. If you're the boss and you're always gossiping, don't get upset when all your employees hate working with one another because all they do is gossip about one another. Mm-hmm. You set that standard, mm-hmm. and that standard will be duplicated. Mm-hmm. Now, that could be a good standard or a bad standard. So, to bluntly answer your question, it works wonders for your organization or department. If you're going to treat people well, watch how they treat you. Now, this brings me to Starbucks. Starbucks pays their employees pretty well. I'm not sure if Buc-ee's is nationwide. I know it's a Texas thing. We're in Texas. There's a gas station. If you know it, there's a gas station called Buc-ee's, and it's like heaven for men. Like, I mean, it's like man. I don't know. It's just go find a Buc-ee's somewhere, and you'll see. But here's the deal: Buc-ee's pays their minimum wage at Buc-ee's like $13 an hour. You're talking about gas station attendants who make $13 an hour, right? Starbucks employees, they make whatever. I'm not sure what they make an hour, but they get to buy stocks, right? They get benefits. So you've never had a bad experience at Starbucks. And if you have, I've never met anyone who's had a bad experience at Starbucks. And listen, I don't drink coffee, right? I'm not a coffee drinker. However, I'm always meeting in Starbucks, right? I want a little energy drinks they have, right? Some double chocolate fudge brownies, right? But here's the deal. Never had a bad experience. The music is at the perfect volume. Why? Because the people have the perfect volume on the inside. See, somebody just missed what I said, right? The lighting is perfectly, right? Because the CEO is like, hey, I want this feel, right? And he made his people feel this way. And so they never mess with what's going on because they feel good. And then since they feel good, I walk in and I feel good. I feel like I'm about to strike this $100,000 deal because everything's perfect. I don't go to Starbucks to ruin the deal I'm trying to do. I go to Starbucks to enhance the deal I'm trying to do. And it's not coffee that enhances it. It's the people smiling at the person that I'm trying to get to do whatever it is that I want to get them to do, right? I'm not trying, the coffee is not knocking down the invisible wall of the person I'm trying to sell something to or whatever. It's the smile the moment they walk inside the door that knocks down walls and make people relax. You never know who had a bad day. You never know how many people have a bad day before they get to you. Your job is before they get to you, take care of your employees, and when they come in the door, no matter what happened to them, they'll feel good when they saw your face. That's why you want to handle things appropriately, and that's how it changes your organization. Go ahead.
Something that I laugh because I didn't before. So, I used to work at a place, and the manager, the general manager, treated certain people better than others. Mm-hmm. So the ones that didn't get treated right, they didn't treat the customers right, I guess. And the ones she did treat right, you know, they always got great reviews from customers. So I just never put two and two together.
That's it. Point blank, period. I mean, it's, people are going to act in the manner in which you treat them. Mm-hmm. So if you treat your employees like caged animals, don't be surprised when they treat your business like a caged animal. Mm-hmm. Right? Or more realistically, don't be surprised when they act like a caged animal inside your business. Because that's what's going to happen. You just made them feel 6 inches big, and now some customer's going to come in. Now, guys, let's be real, as young folks would say. All the customer service that your wonderful employees give to you, even the greatest customer service person, the one who wins Employee of the Month, that's not their real personality. Now, it may be like 80%, 90%, right? But even they have to walk outside the door, get in their car, and take a deep breath and go, okay, now I can relax, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right then, right? And that's with the most stellar of people. So here's what I'm saying. So when you make them feel six inches tall, mm-hmm. now they only got 6 inches left of personality. And so now a customer comes in upset and gets to cursing and things, and now, you know what? They lose it.
Yes.
Why do they lose it? Okay. You think it's they have bad personality, bad character. No, they lost it because they had it. You took it. And it just so happened to be the right person at the right time, in the right situation, on the right day, at the right moment. And bam, that right situation happened. Right? Now, these people wind up regretting these things. But it's not fair to only fire people when you're the one that's helping them get fired because you don't treat your team appropriately.
Wow.
Yeah. So go ahead. Come on. That's what we got.
So back to having faith in yourself. So if you're the boss, or you are the boss, since you are the boss, how do you encourage yourself when everyone comes to you for encouragement? Like, how do you have faith in you and your abilities if people are constantly, I guess, looking for you to encourage them?
Oh, yeah, like, this is a great question. It's a two-part answer. Let me just give it to you. You don't have to have the greatest of self-assurance, right? You don't have to. I know some of you are going, but I'm not a leader, right? Right? We hear that a lot around here, right? So I frequently have people in leadership positions that don't think they're leaders, and they're the best leaders I have, right? Because they have no idea. Someone has warped their thought process behind what leadership is, right? And if you read the book Lead Like Jesus, right? Even this is a corporate podcast. It could be Christian like me or not, right? But still, the book has some great principles. Mm-hmm. If you don't agree with Jesus or anything like that, right? The book still has great principles, and basically, he argues in the very beginning of that book that everyone's leading, right? So if a mother is giving her baby a bottle, she is now effectively administering leadership skills. Right, so everyone's leading. So back to the question, you don't have to be the greatest leader alive, nor do you have to be the most confident person alive to fulfill this here. Here's what you have to do. If you're trying to figure out, well, how can I stay motivated because everyone is crying on me, how do I not go cry myself? Yeah, exactly.
Where do you go for that?
It's real simple, guys. Listen to me. I'm about to just bless your whole life. Your job is to fill yourself up. Now, however, you need a source to do that, whether it be this podcast, another podcast, right? A mentor, if you have a great relationship with your spouse, a book, some motivational music, a church, however you do it, I need you to think of yourself as a cup. And your job is to, before you see people, before whatever, you need to fill yourself up with so much substance that your cup overflows with goodness. Period. Right? Follow me. So when you go out into the public, when you go into the boardroom, when you go into the corner office, when you go into the church, when you go into the usher board meeting, when you go into whatever it is, right? When you get there, you're not giving people all of you. You're giving them your overflow, right? So this way, you're never drained. Your job is to give people your overflow. And if by chance you have to give all day long and give, you give so much that you got 50% of your cup left, and that's okay. You go home at night, you fill your 50% back up, now you're overflowing again. Does this make sense?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So here is what happens. If you don't overflow yourself up, then what happens is you walk out at 25% full, and then people begin to drain you. And by 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, your 25% is gone. Now you're running on empty all day, being something you're not, or smiling when you're in so much pain, right? So to answer that question, your job is to fill yourself up, and then the world gets your overflow instead of being empty and then trying to give something out of yourself that you don't have.
I'm done.
All right.
You answered all my questions.
Okay, great. Well, listen, guys, we appreciate you. And so I guess it's time for my closing thoughts. In fact, I'll stay right where I was. Be filled. Be happy. And all that will lead to prosperity, right? We try to go chase prosperity, assuming that prosperity will make us happy. It should be the exact opposite. Chase happiness. And through your happiness, you will gain prosperity. And by doing that, your overflow will be infectious and it will help the world, save the world, do whatever, however you want to say it. And you'll never completely take from yourself. Most the people who've truly mastered this, every time you see them, you've seen them on the greatest day of their life. No matter how many times you see them, they always seem to be happy. It's because when they give to you, they give to you out of their overflow. They're always filled. And so they give to you out of their filling. They never give to you out of their emptiness. Now, they will give to you out of their emptiness. However, they're rarely empty because they always have some sort of source to fill them up. Hope that helped you guys. I'll let Tippis take it out.
Okay, guys. Thank you for tuning into this week's Brick by Brick. If you like what you heard, please rate and comment on this episode. Please share with others. We love to grow this podcast, and subscribe so you always know when new episodes are popping up. Make sure you pick up the book Keep Walking, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It's available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, on iBooks, and wherever books are sold near you. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
All right, guys, as usual, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you, because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.